This is the Composer's Datebook for October 20th. I'm John Zak. On today's date in 1950, Karl Anschurl was named the artistic director of the Czech Philharmonic, a position he would hold for the next 18 years. Anschurl had first conducted the Philharmonic in 1930, when, upon graduation from the Prague Conservatory, he led that orchestra in one of his own compositions. For a time, Anschurl debated whether to be a composer or a conductor. He opted for the latter, and in his 20s and 30s demonstrated a mastery of both classical and contemporary scores with other orchestras in Czechoslovakia. With all that in mind, it might not seem at all surprising that in 1950 he was eventually tapped to lead the Czech Philharmonic. But that would be ignoring the miracle that Anschurl was even alive in 1950. In 1942, Anschurl and his family were imprisoned in the Nazis' notorious Theresienstadt concentration camp. And in 1944, they were transported to Auschwitz, where his wife and young son were killed. Karl alone survived. During the post-war years under communism, Anschurl persistently championed the music of the contemporary Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů, who was living abroad in the U.S. and France, and despite being a native son, Martinů was hardly a favorite of party authorities in Prague. In 1968, when Czechoslovakia was invaded by Soviet and Warsaw Pact troops, Karl Anschurl emigrated to Canada in protest and served as music director of the Toronto Symphony until his death in 1973. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.